from Jakarta, Indonesia. Here is Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen to our program through shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, online streaming voanews.id, and RRI Digital Mobile Application. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. From Listener, you're listening to the highlight of the week by Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, that you can listen on voanews.id, RRI Digital, and the frequencies 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz. Highlight of the week, presenting you what happening in Indonesia this week with me, Steve. Here's the top stories. President Prabowo emphasizes strengthening strategic partnership between Indonesia and France. French Foreign Minister's visit to Indonesia strengthens strategic alliance and global governance. And here is highlight of the week. Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto received an honorary visit from Minister of Europe and Foreign Affairs of the French Republic, Jean-Noël Barrot, at Merdeka Palace in Jakarta Wednesday. In a press statement, after the meeting with the President Prabowo, Jean-Noël Barrot revealed that his meeting with President Prabowo was to prepare the arrival of French President Emmanuel Macron to Indonesia. Jean-Noël Barrot explained that President Macron's visit is an opportunity to celebrate 75 years of diplomatic relations between Indonesia and France, as well as open a new chapter of bilateral relations between the two countries.
It will be the opportunity to celebrate the 75th anniversary of the relationship between Indonesia and France, to open a new chapter of our relationship, aiming at reinforcing our mutual sovereignties and joining our forces to solve some of the important issues of this century, regional crisis as well as globally.
Meanwhile, in the meeting with the French Minister of Europe and Foreign Affairs, the head of state conveyed a joint commitment to strengthen bilateral cooperation between the two countries. One of them is the field of defense, especially regarding the modernization of main weapon tool system. In addition, Indonesian government also hopes to expand cooperation in terms of technology transfer, which is one of the main priorities of Indonesian government. French Minister of Europe and Foreign Affairs Jean-Noël Barrot paid a visit to Indonesia on Wednesday to strengthen bilateral relations in between the two countries. In a joint statement with Indonesian Foreign Minister Sugiono, Jean-Noël Barrot emphasized the visit covers a wide range of strategic cooperation, ranging from security and defense, economic investment, to scientific and cultural cooperation.
This visit will be an opportunity to showcase the breadth of our bilateral relationship, starting with our security and defense partnership, which took concrete form a few weeks ago when we welcomed. And I thank you once again for this, the Charles de Gaulle Naval Air Group to Bali and Lombok. This cooperation will continue and should give rise to a meeting between the defense and foreign affairs minister of our two countries as part of this visit.
À une réunion des ministres de la Défense et des ministres des Affaires étrangères de nos deux pays.
In addition to the strengthening bilateral relations, the French Foreign Minister also stressed the importance of cooperation in addressing global challenges. France and Indonesia share the same vision of rejecting confrontation between blocs and preferring the path of dialogue and multilateralism. One of the main focuses of this cooperation is protection of the oceans, as Indonesia is the largest archipelago in the world and France has strategic interests in the Indo-Pacific region. France and European Union signed a letter of intent to ensure the resilience of ports and supply chains between European and Asian countries, including Indonesia. The detail by Rama Shidki.
French Minister of Europe and Foreign Affairs Jean-Noël Barrot signed a letter of intent between Expertise France, a French public agency, and the European Union at the French residence in Jakarta on Wednesday, March 26. They agreed to collaborate on global port safety, a project to ensure the resilience of ports and supply chains between European and ASEAN countries, including Indonesia. In his remarks, Barrot said the project provides solutions to the 12 ports across 8 countries in the ASEAN region through funding and expertise.
Bien, c'est d'apporter au travers de financement et d'une expertise des solutions.
This program involves providing solutions through funding and expertise aimed at ensuring the safety and sustainability of 12 ports in 8 countries in the Indo-Pacific region, several of which are members of ASEAN. Through this action, the ports will be able to manage safety risks, which range from fire risk to accident risk. They will also be able to build skills on issues of sustainability.
Nous pourrons aussi monter en compétence sur les questions de durabilité, de soutenabilité.
In Indonesia, port of Tanjung Priok in Jakarta and port of Tanjung Perak in Surabaya, East Java, have become the beneficiaries of the initiative. Project manager of Expertise France, Victoria Dusardier, explained that the ports, including Tanjung Priok and Tanjung Perak, have been selected for the Global Port Safety Program due to their strategic position and high port traffic. The Global Port Safety, spanning 4 years, focuses on decarbonizing maritime sector safety, ports industrial safety, hazardous materials emergency response, and crisis management. The agreement is part of Barrot's visit to Indonesia, where he met Indonesia's President Prabowo Subianto. Ramasiki Pratama reporting for Voice of Indonesia.
Investment in tourism is aimed to reach around 80 trillion rupees by 2029, both from foreign investment and domestic investment. This was stated by the Deputy for Industry and Investment of the Ministry of Tourism, Rizky Handayani Mustafa, in Jakarta on Wednesday. Rizky Handayani revealed that Ministry of Tourism continues to encourage tourism investment in all aspects, not only hotels but also tourist destinations. Because according to Rizky, when investment in attractions or tourist destination is developed, tourist visits will increase.
Because it turns out learning from several other countries, the increase in foreign tourist visits, if I talk about foreign tourists first, when the first tourist attraction are developed, for example, Vietnam. Vietnam has developed a lot of investment in the field of tourist attraction or tourist destinations, causing many people to come there.
Rizky further explained that the developed tourist destinations are not only natural, but also artificial, and invite the involvement of tourists. According to Rizky, currently there are many investment in the form of tourist activities at the malls that attract many tourists. You are listening to the Highlight of the Weeks by the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Indonesia and France have the same view on the importance of maritime collaboration. Indonesian Minister of Foreign Affairs Sugiono said maritime collaboration is important for achieving a peaceful Indo-Pacific region. He conveyed this after a meeting with the Minister of Europe and Foreign Affairs of Republic of France, Jean-Noël Barrot, in Jakarta on Wednesday.
Kita juga menganggap bahwa kolaborasi maritim penting untuk mewujudkan suatu.
And we also consider maritime collaboration important for realizing a stable, peaceful, and prosperous Indo-Pacific. Therefore, we also welcome the French Navy's military training mission, La Pérouse, in January 2025. And we also agreed to carry out a 2+2 dialogue between the Minister of Foreign Affairs and the Minister of Defense to discuss regional and global issues.
Untuk membahas isu-isu di kawasan dan global.
Furthermore, Sugiono also expressed his appreciation for France's support in efforts to create global peace. According to him, in his meeting with Jean-Noël Barrot, the two ministers discussed a number of initiatives in order to find a solution to the Palestinian issue. In addition, Indonesia also emphasized the importance of a peaceful resolution to the war between Ukraine and Russia through open dialogue and inclusive multilateral mechanisms. The Indonesian government continues to strengthen the management of state-owned enterprises in the banking sector by simplifying the structure of their boards of commissioners. Coordinating Minister of Economic Affairs Airlangga Hartarto, after attending a limited cabinet meeting on Wednesday, stated that this step is part of the President Prabowo's directive to enhance state-owned banks.
BUMN perbankan sekarang itu memang arahan Bapak.
This management of state-owned banks is now in line with the President directive, which is to make the number of commissioner more streamlined and filled with professional. The market has responded positively to this, as seen with Bank Mandiri and BRI, where both the board of director and commissioner are now more efficient in number compared to before.
Komisarisnya dan diisi jumlahnya tidak terlalu banyak seperti sebelumnya.
Erlangga stated that this restructuring aims to improve the performance of state-owned banks. In addition, the government is also paying close attention to exchange rate of the rupiah. He emphasized that despite fluctuations, Indonesia's economic fundamentals remain strong. The government is also optimizing the policy on export proceeds to maintain rupiah stability and strengthen the resilience of the national industry. Speaker of the House of Representatives Puan Maharani affirmed the importance of the safety and comfort of travelers during Eid homecoming season, which is expected to peak on March 28th until 30th. Quoted from dpr.go.id website in Jakarta on Wednesday, Puan urged the government to ensure the availability of adequate facilities, especially rest areas, given the estimated mobility of the community, which reached more 146 million people. In addition, she also urged all stakeholders to monitor and maintain the safety of travelers while ensuring that the necessary facilities are properly available.
Kepada seluruh rakyat Indonesia yang akan
to all Indonesian people who are going or returning home, we urge you to always maintain your health. Take care during your trip. There is no need to rush. Hopefully, they will arrive safely in their hometown and return safely from their hometown. And it's our concern to continue to protect and maintain the safety of travelers during the trip. Prepare all the needs of the rest area during the trip in this homecoming flow, so that the facilities needed by the traveler are actually maintained and available.
Dan lain-lain sebagainya selama perjalanan di arus mudik ini, sehingga memang fasilitas yang dibutuhkan oleh para pemudik memang terjaga dan tersedia.
Meanwhile, Commission 12 of the House encourage state-owned oil company Pertamina ensure that LPG stocks and distribution are safe during Lebaran or Eid al-Fitr. Commission 12 member Ramson Siagian asked Pertamina to ensure that the transition process from retailers to sub-bases does not disrupt gas distribution, especially that of the 3 kg LPG. Ramson added that Pertamina has prepared additional LPG stocks for homecoming destinations such as Central Java, West Java, and East Java, and continue to facilitate the purchase of the 3 kg gas by retailers during the data collection process and transition to the sub-bases. The Indonesian military law pays attention to the importance of the security aspect from cyber attacks. The head of Indonesian Military's Information Center, Brigadier General Christo Maisianturi, explained a number of reasons behind the mention of the cyber aspect in the newly revised law. In the VOA Talk program with RRI Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta on Wednesday, he explained that the effort was intended to protect national security from cyber threats.
We consider the cyber threat and critical infrastructure protection. The increasing number of cyber threats from non-state sponsors, extra-terrorist organizations, and cyber criminals poses a significant risk to international security. And the TNLs also need to protect critical infrastructure such as a power grid, financial system, and transportation network from cyber attacks.
Another reason is to provide support for military operations. According to Christomi, military operations require intelligence support that can be carried out through the cyberspace. In addition to these two things, according to Christomi, the Indonesian National Army also needs to improve cybersecurity. According to him, with the existence of a law that highlights cyber protection, the Indonesian military can ensure increased cyber security while providing support for law enforcement against cyber crimes. The Ministry of State Apparatus Empowerment and Bureaucratic Reform ensures that 2025 Eid homecoming activities are inclusive and friendly to vulnerable groups. The detail by Andy Romdoni.
The Ministry of State Apparatus Empowerment and Bureaucratic Reform ensures that the 2025 Eid homecoming activities are inclusive and friendly to vulnerable groups. Acting Assistant Deputy for Public Service Standardization and Inclusive Services, Nurhasni Anwar, Thursday said that the ministry is coordinating with various parties to ensure that the public service sector for the 2025 Eid homecoming can be implemented. We have also submitted a letter from the Ministry of State Apparatus Empowerment and Bureaucratic Reform to several related government agencies from the ministry and also including in this case from state enterprises, which is very related to the transportation security sector and also the infrastructure sector in preparing facilities which are friendly to vulnerable groups and also how the availability of human resources in providing excellent service to the community. Another concern is the communication sector that is accessible to vulnerable groups of homecoming travelers. Nurhasni Anwar also ensured that public services in the field were carried out by competent officers in serving vulnerable groups.
Indonesian Tourism Minister Widianti Putriwardana appealed to people who will return to their villages during Idul Fitri holiday 2025 to always maintain health and safety on the trip and keep checking the weather forecast before traveling. The appeal was conveyed by Widianti in a press conference after conducting a review of destinations, facilities, and infrastructure for Idul Fitri holiday 2025 in three locations in Jakarta on Thursday. The minister also reminded all parties when traveling during Idul Fitri holiday 2025 to pay attention to the capacity of tourist attractions. According to her, the capacity of tourist attractions should be considered so it will not endanger tourists.
The capacity of the attraction space must be in attention so that it is not too full and endangers tourists.
On the same occasion, Assistant Deputy for the Tourism Product Development of the Ministry of Tourism, Ito Parikesit, revealed that regarding the capacity of tourist attractions during Eid holiday, the ministry has implemented carrying capacity in various tourist destinations. He also said that the ministry has socialized and implemented the risk management in various tourist destinations so that the impact of risks that arise while traveling can be minimized. Indonesian Tourism Minister Widianti Putriwardana conducted a review of destinations, facilities, and infrastructure for Idul Fitri holiday. In a press conference on Thursday, according to the review, Widianti emphasized the importance of cleanliness, safety, friendliness, and comfort of attraction space capacity in tourism destinations, facilities, and infrastructure during Idul Fitri holiday. For lodging infrastructure, Widianti saw an increase in hotel occupancy this Idul Fitri. She is also optimistic. Hotel occupancy is above 60%.
There is a slight increase this Eid al-Fitr. We are optimistic that it will be good for this Eid al-Fitr period. We have also talked with Art Hotel. The occupancy is above 60%.
Widianti explained that for hotel occupancy during Eid al-Fitr, the Ministry of Tourism will continue to monitor and coordinate with the Indonesian Hotel and Restaurant Association. She also said the Ministry of Tourism will continue to help and support in terms of promotion and making joint tour packages. Widianti also urged the hotel and restaurant industry to continue to innovate and collaborate. And listener, that was highlight of the week from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
The sky, hard and tangible. way faster than dandelion fluff in the sunlight. And he's got swirls of passion in his eyes, uncovering the dreams he dreams at night. As much and hard as he tries to hide, I can see right through, see right through. His voice you know for, he says my name black. I fade away somehow if he's too loud. What I would give for me to get my feet back on the ground, head off the clouds. What you know is real. Take a chance with me. Take a chance with me.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and via streaming on voanews.id. and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you. Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. Now, in conjunction with the upcoming Idul Fitri, here is VOA Talk with the Indonesian Minister of Religious Affairs, Nasaruddin Umar. We talk about weaving diversity and harmony.
Voice of Indonesia.
Well, listeners and viewers of Voice of Indonesia, today we have a very special interview with the Indonesian Religious Affairs Minister, Professor Nasaruddin Umar. Assalamualaikum.
Waalaikumsalam warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.
How are you, Pak Umar?
Fine, thanks. Alhamdulillah.
We are in a very age of the Ramadan this year, and then we are going to celebrate the Eid al-Fitr. And today we are going to talk about the interfaith tolerance and harmony, Pak Professor Nasaruddin Umar. But before we come to the questions, I would like you to. We have a very interesting picture here on our back.
So this is the photo of
last year. It is written here, interreligious meeting. So what can you explain about this picture?
Yes, this is very, very spontaneity. There is no thinking before, you know, because I picked him in one window, and then he shake my hand, and then I speak English, but there is no response. Mm-hmm. And we need translation from Italian language and into Indonesia. But someone called me. Pope have been living in Middle East country so many years ago, and maybe more than 3 years. Mm-hmm. So I conclude, I think he can understand Arabic. And I try to speak Arabic, and he respond my question.
Oh.
And he answered my question also. So according to the translator, so you don't need me. Yes, thank you very much, because we can communicate with Arabic, because Mr. Pope cannot to communicate with English, but in Arabic it's okay. Mm. Okay, so this is the expression, my expression, our expression.
Yes.
You know, because he shake my hand, and also I kiss him his head, and then he kissed my hand three times. Really interesting. I don't know, a lot of media shoot me in that time. So when I visit many countries, Middle East country and also United States, really interesting, because according to them, this is the photo of the year. There is no before photo like this.
Yes.
This is the symbol of Islamic religion and also the Catholic religions. So this is a very, very important photo in this year, according to.
Okay. So can we also say that this is not only a photo, but it reflects tolerance, yeah, harmony between the interfaith religions of this globe?
You know, when I saw his head, I remember my father. My father was a teacher, very, very active teacher. You can imagine, in conflict area in my village, in Bone, South Sulawesi, the only one teacher in one school for six classes, the only my father. So there is no one teacher can help my father. One school and only one teacher is my father only. So I remember my father, he teach from the level 1 until level 6.
Yes.
The only one person. Mm-hmm. And I remember also, Pope also losing their time for humanity, like my father. Mm-hmm. My father also losing his age with the humanity, especially in student in my country, in my village. So I kiss his head like I kiss I I imagine my father.
Mm-hmm.
I left my father. And so when I kiss his hand, and so he asked my hand, and then he kissed my hand. Three times.
Yes.
Thank you. So this is very phenomenal.
Yes. Extraordinary.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yes. Pak Nasaruddin, as we know, the Indonesian government plays this great importance on religious harmony mm-hmm. as part of its national vision. So how does the implementation of the eight pillar of the Astacita contribute to the strengthening interfaith tolerance in Indonesia?
All the eight pillars of Astacita very related with my job today. You know, religion can speak everywhere and anywhere and everything.
Yes.
You know, the holistic meaning of religion is so expansive, so large. So if you discuss regarding environment also, mm-hmm. and also interfaith, of course, very related with Minister of Religious Affairs. So for me, your question very important point. You know, although we are very rich country, but without tolerance, yes, without quote-unquote kerukunan, tolerance,
yes,
there is no meaning. So we need in the future, if we need the ideal Indonesian in the future, we have to maintain the tolerance. What is the meaning of tolerance according to me? Tolerance different with coexistence.
Hmm.
What is the difference between coexistence and tolerance? Coexistence, you can exist over there, me here, and you over there also.
Yes.
We can live in together without controversial. Mm. But for me, not enough. We need more. How to make linkage modern coexistence? We need the real tolerance. So we have three capital to engage our community in Indonesia. The first one, we are the same as Bani Adam. Humanity is only one. For me, there is no color. Don't speak regarding religion and ethnic. If we mention regarding humanity, humanity is only one. There is no color. So this is the first point. Ukhuwah Bashariyah, according to Arabic. Persaudaraan kemanusiaan. Yeah. Solidarity of humanity. And the second point, ukhuwah Wataniyah, because we are from the one nation, yes. NKRI, Negara Kesatuan Republik Indonesia. Indonesia is one nation. I think this is very important also we mentioned here, because from Merauke until Sabang in Aceh, we have different times, yes, different than East and Center and also the West. And if you visit Istanbul and then direct to London, you through 19 countries in 9 hours. But if you start from Sabang until Merauke, you throw only one country in 8 or 6 hours.
Yes.
Very, very, very large our country. So we need modern coexistence. We need the real tolerance.
Yes.
The ideal tolerance, according to me, collaborating each other, because we are the one nation, NKRI. We are one humanity, and also we have, this is very important point also. We are the former of colonialized of the Dutch. More than 200,000 Dutch stay in Indonesia as a colonial.
Mm-hmm.
So we have the same history. So this is, I call ukhuwah tarikhiyah. Ukhuwah tarikhiyah, ukhuwah bashariyah, and ukhuwah bashariyah. Three linkages very important to unite of our nation, Indonesia. And how to implement our idea? We still compose the new curriculum for religious studies in Indonesia. I call my program curriculum cinta, love curriculum.
Love curriculum. Yeah.
What is the meaning of love curriculum? Very dangerous situation. If the religious teacher explain the religion with distinctive orientations, distinction orientation, we need in the future all the religious teachers can explain their religions for their student with love, not with to hate each other.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
We need collaboration for the non-Muslim religion sitting together to compose a religious curriculum.
Yes.
How we implement, how do we implement loving curriculum in our subject of a study program? I believe in the future, if we explain our religion with love orientations, not by hate orientations, Indonesia will be stronger than before.
Mm. Yes.
Yes. And the second point also, we have still promoting until today, we explain what I call green theology or eco-theology. Mm. What is the meaning of eco-theology? You know, if we evaluate our theology implementing in Indonesia, according to me, more very, very masculine relations. I think over masculine. I believe Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or God, modern feminine God than masculine God.
Yes.
And I believe also the messenger, modern feminine prophet than masculine prophet. I believe also the holy book, modern feminine book than masculine book. This is very, 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 very difficult to understand.
Yeah.
Why the God, the prophet, and holy book, too feminine, but the ummah, modern masculine, over masculine, I think. You can see in many where.
Yeah.
Very, very, there is no tolerance with environment.
Yeah.
The economic orientation only. There is no future-oriented how to arrange our environment, how to save our planet, how to save our environment, how to save our world.
Yes.
Don't see only universe only as an object. Don't see environment only as an object.
Yes.
But we have to see also universe, object and subject, both of them. Like me, we are object of universe, and also in the same time, we are the subject of universe. Subject and object is the same. We are the same creation of God.
Yes.
Yes. Universe are creation of God. Man, human can also humanize creation of God also. So there is no discrimination for the creation of God. We are the same position. Although Holy Book mentioned manusia as a khalifa, the representative of God, not angels, and not animal, and not another thing. Only man show as a khalifa or the representative of God in to arrange our world. But we have to understand, according to the Holy Book, we have to maintain, we have to arrange our distance between universe, environment and humankind also. Don't push universe or environment more than over than capacity.
Yes, but Nasruddin, yes. I just want to ask a little bit more about more feminine than masculine. Mm-hmm. So how do you transfer this idea to other people so they can they could have the same idea with your idea?
Very good question. We need the time. One thing we need to understand, to explain what is the meaning of eco-theology. We don't need masculine theology in Indonesia. Our nation, Indonesian nation, more than feminine country, not masculine country. We are a maritime culture. Maritime culture more than feminine country than continental country.
Yes.
Continental country like United States, Saudi Arabia, and many country, independent country, very continental culture. What's happened in continental culture? The domination of man very dominant.
Yes.
If you compare Indonesia, we are very equal position. Men and women in Indonesia more equal than men and women in Middle East country. So we have to maintain this is position, men and women as the same position, same Khalifa and also same Abid. And in the future, we can explain also to our young generation. We are from the maritime culture, so we are from the religious people. So we need akhlakul karimah, we need a spiritual attitude to maintain our position each other. So we don't need the hardliner approach. We don't need terrorists. We don't need discrimination. We don't need unequal approach. We need the balancing each other. So this is very important point. How we imagine in the future our society, Indonesian society, will be better than another country. This is my opinion in the future.
Okay.
Yes. And I think we are very optimistic for that because we have lot of capital to access our ideas.
Yes. Yes, Pak Nazaruddin. In the spirit of inclusivity, so what role does the Istiqlal Mosque, because besides as a minister of religious affairs, you are also the Grand Imam of the Istiqlal. So the Istiqlal Mosque play in fostering dialogue and cooperation between different religious communities, particularly,
Yes, Istiqlal Mosque, the big humanity, the big hospital of humanity. For me, Istiqlal not only for Muslim people, like the mosque of Prophet Muhammad. You know, the mosque of Prophet Muhammad not only to serve for Muslim people, but also non-Muslim people can access that. Non-Muslim can meet in together in the mosque, inside mosque of Prophet Muhammad. We have resources there. One time, Prophet Muhammad invited 60 non-Muslim people meeting together in inside mosque. It's very funny because one of them promised to Prophet Muhammad, "Excuse me, Muhammad, because the sun will be sunset, but we didn't to meditation. So can I do meditation here
In the mosque?
In the mosque,
yes.
According to Prophet Muhammad, so there is no different. There is no different. The host of non-Muslim religion here. All the community here are Muslim. Please, you can do meditation in the said mosque. So, you can imagine. Can we imagine in the mosque in Indonesia? Someone can doing kebaktian or meditation in the mosque. But this is the fact. We have resources.
Okay.
Prophet Muhammad allowed one of the meeting follower doing meditations in the mosque.
Yes. The next question is, how can, based on this story and history, how can religious leaders and institutions further promote compassion,
yes,
and then solidarity across interfaith communities in Indonesia?
Yes, we have the big capital to elaborate our good idea. How using Istiqlal as a meeting point for not Muslim, not only internal Muslim society, but also non-Muslim can also use our meeting place here to discuss it together. And we have tradition here. We have like this space. We can invite every religion coming here and discussing together with relation between interfaith dialogue. Not only interfaith dialogue, but also intercultural dialogue also we're doing here. And also international meeting point also, because we have tradition in Istiqlal, what I call ambassador gathering.
Ambassador.
More than 40 ambassador regularly coming here, discussing together. We discuss regarding the religious diplomacy. Yes. Interestingly, because religious diplomacy, most of them just one here. I only first time hear what is the term of religious diplomacy. Please explain to me what do you mean religious diplomacy? Very easy to explain to them. If you use the language, your heart language, if you're discussing together with us with heart language, so you use religious diplomacy.
Yes.
You know, because we are the same. Mm-hmm. Yes. Humanity is only one. So our heart also only one. There is no colors.
Yes.
So if you're discussing together with me and you're using the heart approach, so I understand you're still discussing regarding the religion.
Okay.
Religion not only spiritual but also psychology, also dimension of religion. Also.
Yes. But Lazarin, one quick question for the last one. Just message to the people around the world regarding the Ramadan and then the Eid al-Fitr that welcome.
Ramadan not only for Muslim celebration, but also non-Muslim celebrate also in this month. You know, a lot of people come to the market and also sell many products. And you see, in mudik, especially very special culture of Indonesia, mudik lebaran. Mudik lebaran, mobilization, mass mobilization from the town to the village, and bring their money. According to Bank Indonesia, Central Bank of Indonesia, more than 200 billion rupiah.
Circulate.
Yes, going to the village. And you can see the new market in the village. So this is meaning very important, because everybody can enjoy with Ramadan.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, Pak Nazaruddin, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you very much, because my English is not so good. But
you are very good.
We have to understand.
Thank you very much.
Okay. Shukran. Assalamualaikum.
Well, listeners and viewers of Voice Indonesia, that's the end of our special interview with the Indonesian Religious Affairs, Bapak Nazaruddin Umar. I'm Dalat Pane, and see you next time.
Voice of Indonesia.
Cari seorang raja yang kupinta, langkah demi langkah terus berjalan hitari dunia. Degup kencang jantung terus berpacu dalam getar ragu.
RRA Digital with New Look. Various collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcasts, live radio broadcasts, music playlists, podcasts, video news, and various users' interaction features in the game. Various interesting content such as likes, comments, and shares, as well as live chat with broadcasters and users. Direct messaging and private chat facilities between app users are also available. RRE Digital, available on Google Store and App Store. RRE Digital.
Thank you for listening to our broadcast. Please leave some comments and questions to voilisteners@gmail.com, @redigital, and our social media, Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, Instagram and TikTok, voi_official. And you can listen more talks by Voice of Indonesia on our YouTube channel, VOI Official. Voice of Indonesia is still available on voinews.id, RRE Digital Mobile App, and the frequencies 3325 kHz, 4755 kHz. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.